Welcome back, listeners, to Season 2, Episode 13, Charlie,
of Scallywag Birthday Show Tunes,
with Arthur and Charlie Chimbley, Esquire, at your service. Birthday?
Birthday? Yes, what? Arthur. Yes. As you are in your birthday suit today.
Oh, excuse me, Charlie. Sorry, listeners, you don't need to know that detail. TMI, well, Charlie, TMI.
I thought we could dedicate these songs to you and all the naked ladies and gents out there who are in their birthday suits this month.
Why, may I ask, are there naked ladies and gents in their birthday suits out there, Charlie?
Naked, yes. Yeah. Their star sign being virgins and all, celebrating their birthdays this September.
I think you mean Virgos, Charlie. Virgos.
Exactly. Yeah. Represented by a naked lady.
Oh, I see. But, well, anyway, why celebrate this month in particular, Charlie?
Because there's so many of you.
Oh, are there?
Yeah.
Oh, why is that, Charlie? Why so many?
Oh, I don't know. It's springtime and lots of bunnies and babies and lambies are born in spring.
But, Charlie, in the Northern Hemisphere, it's autumn, isn't it? Not spring. Hey?
Oh.
What about that then?
Well, that must mean they're having a lot of rumpy pumpy in spring.
Oh.
Roger was there, weren't he, eh?
I don't know what you're talking about, Charlie, but
Roger.
I can tell you, I don't know who Roger is, but I can tell you it was the middle of winter when all the September babies were conceived in the Northern Hemisphere. So explain that, will you?
Huh? Well, it were Christmas time in ye olde England, weren't it?
Mm.
So that makes you a Christmas miracle.
But I'm not Jesus.
No, but it's a miraculous that you were even conceived, considering the state of our parents at Christmas time, eh? Who usually just fell asleep.
Well, I think, frankly, they preferred each other's company when they were a bit inebriated. That's when the good times started.
Are you hinting at Arthur? Are you hinting that Roger was there too?
What?
Eh? Nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
I don't know what you took. Roger is not my father. He was never involved with my parents. Anyway, I don't know what you've been imbibing, Charlie, or what spirits you've been exorcising. But sources tell me you are correct, Charlie, and that September is the most popular month worldwide for birthdays.
Including yours.
Oh.
That's what I've been trying to get at, Arthur.
Is it really?
Let's celebrate these birthdays with the best of the birthday tunes we can find from all over the world.
All right.
Starting with Stevie Wonder. Happy birthday, Arthur.
Oh, thank you, Charlie.
Happy birthday.
Most energising.
My pleasure.
That wasn't bad, you know. Well, now, speaking of all over the world, did you know that Happy Birthday to You, that song, you know, is the most recognised tune in the old world?
No.
Oh, Well, I reckon one of the best versions of it, and good ones are hard to come by, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Is this one, all the way from South Africa by the Soweto Gospel Choir.
Happy birthday
to you.
Happy birthday.
Charlie, that tune, that happy birthday to you.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
That tune was originally published in 1893 by a couple of sisters, Patty and Mildred Hill.
That sounds like our sainted aunts.
Well, they were actually music teachers in Louisiana in America.
Oh, were they virgins?
I don't know. Why would I know that?
Well, were they born in September, for example?
Oh, I don't know, Charlie. Stop it. You're putting me off my game. Yeah. The thing is, people started putting the happy birthday words to their tune a few years later. But then, in 1988, the Warner Chapel Company...
Boo hiss!
Yeah, boo hiss. They bought the company that owned the song, by which time the sisters were long dead, and claimed they had copyright to it. So they started,
no.
guess what?
No.
Charging royalties for that song.
Down with the thieving multinationals.
And let me tell you, they earned themselves quite a tardy sum.
Oh.
But in 2015, it was found that it was, illegal to charge people for using that song, which should have been in the public domain all along.
That's just blatant plagiarisms.
And so Warner Chapel had to pay back 14 million smackaroonies.
Well, three cheers to that, I say.
And so say all of us.
Oh, blimey. Mm. That was a rabbit hole and a half, Arthur.
Yes, I thought you'd appreciate it.
Why don't we just play that birthday song you chose? You know, the one from Mexico for inspiring you as opposed to iring you, Arthur. Because we don't like it when you're cross, especially on your birthday.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, it's very interesting, you see, because they're Mexicans. They got their own birthday song written by a bloke called Vincent Fernandez.
Well, very smart.
And he don't charge no royalties for
his song. No, very smart. Las Mañana Nananitas, which means little mornings, Arthur. In Mexico, when it's your birthday, this is the song they wake you up with.
Charlie? No. I would not like to be woken up by that song, Charlie. Oh, huge mariachi band in my bedroom. It wouldn't even fit neither.
Oh, but sometimes, Arthur, your bedroom's outside, under the bridge, isn't it?
Oh, even so, they're so loud. It would be a very rude awakening. Don't like it.
But
no.
You chose it as your special birthday song, so shut up and just listen to it, shall we?
All right. Too loud.
Cantan, la luna ya se metió. Qué linda está la mañana.
Arthur? Oh no, I think he's fallen asleep, listeners. Arthur! Oh, wake up! You're not supposed to sleep in that song. It's a wake up song, Arthur! Oh, God. Listeners, let's play him a jolly good fellow wake-up song all the way from France. Here we go. It will wake him up, listeners, I promise you.
What the hell is that? Did somebody say something? Oh, my God. Charlie, what is that song, Charlie? What is that?
Well, it's You're a Jolly Good Fellow. It's your birthday wake-up song, Arthur.
Oh, Well, I am very awake, Charlie, to the fact that that song is not in English.
It were frog speak, weren't it? For you're a jolly good fellow.
Well, I didn't feel very jolly. It felt like I was being marched off to war with that song.
Well, that's what people used to do on their birthdays, I think, in the olden
days. Well, I'm having none of it. I don't like it. After these weeks of protest songs, Charlie, I've decided to become a pacifist, ain't I? So no war for me.
If you say so, Arthur. Mm. But still, we need to find you and the listeners a birthday song that will make you happy. What about this cheery little one by Buddy Bolden from the 1920s?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a very jolly song. Oh, I love it. I love it a lot. I love the trumpet.
It's very nice.
Yeah, but it's a bit short, isn't it?
Yeah.
Haven't we got something a bit longer? More celebratory, like, that we could dance to, perhaps, Charlie.
Well, now that you've mentioned it, I have been saving this lucky last one up for you, Arthur, so you can shake your birthday suit booty all around like no one is watching.
Sounds naughty.
Oh.
Am I saying to dance?
No, you can't help yourself but dance, can you? Naked ladies around the world. Let's celebrate, listeners. A party is going on right here at Eastside Radio.
I think we've been having a bit too much fun and lost track of time there, Charlie.
You're a bit sweaty. But we want to keep dancing, Arthur, and celebrate birthdays. New beginnings and all.
Yeah. Well, we can do that down the pub after the show.
Aww.
Yeah. But right now, we would like to reassure listeners that no
naked ladies,
or bunnies,
or lammies,
or babies,
or sainted aunts,
or Rogers,
or virgins
were thrown into the volcanoes as sacrifices to the gods.
No, none of that. Because no one was armed
in the making of this episode of
Scallywag Show Tunes.
We are Arthur
and Charlie
Chimbley
Esquire at your service. And before we go, we'd like to draw your attention to our producer, Benjamin Franklin.
Yes, thank you, Benjamin Finklin.
Oh, yeah.
And it's good night from me.
And it's good night from him.
Good night.
This is Morris on the door, the GPO and
I know, Arthur. Oh no, are we off the air?
Yeah, yeah, of course we are,
oh,
Charlie.
Oh no, it's just that I forgot your birthday cake.
Well, how are you planning to make it then? No ingredients, no kitchen, etc., etc.
I was just going to nick it from some another virgin who has a birthday today.
Well, who would that be then?
Queen Elizabeth?
And you can't. Both Elizabeths are actually dead, Charlie.
Well, let's celebrate the royal ladies with a death day cake then.
What?
I mean, they must be pretty naked by now, right?
Well, that's true. Not much flesh left on them. No, but coming back to the point, Charlie, where's me cake?
Oh, sorry, Arthur. No, I'm just going to have to give you a rain check on that cake.
Oh, really?
And instead... Yeah, play instead. You a birthday tune on me kazoo.
On your kazoo? No, not anything but that, Charlie. That's not a birthday present, it's birthday torture. Get off that, Charlie. Stop it, Charlie. No.
That is make you happy, Arthur.